sound right, but I left myself on an answering machine. Said I'm back in town tonight. I feel I step out of the wilderness, all squint-eyed and confused. But even babies raised by wolves and know exactly when they've been used. See, when it starts to fall apart, man, it really falls apart. Like boots or hearts, or when they start, they really fall apart. Ooh, fingers and toes, fingers and toes. 40 things we share, but 41 if you include the fact that we don't care. Now you block off most of Main Street for your faith parade. Well, everyone in town now, they probably all agree I'm lying in the bed I made. See when it starts. Like boots or hearts, so when they start, they really fall apart. Well, fall apart.
He's a fan. He's a fan.
Welcome to Tucker Carlson tonight. It's Tucker time.
Talk to you, we got some air clear. Well, we probably only agree on one thing anyway. That's what the hell is happening here. Oh, fingers and toe, fingers and toe. 40 things we share. Oh, 41 if you include the fact that we don't care. See, fall apart, man, really falls apart. Like boots or hearts, so when they start, they really fall apart. Well, fall apart.
Fired more than probably any radio host in
yep.
Canada. I'm not even allowed to broadcast in Canada. No one will hire me here.
Oh, dear.
I'm Alabama Willie. I'm Arizona Jones. Yeah. We're nothing. We're piss.
Well, you're making America great again.
Oh, is that Can Crush Jack?
You son of a bitch.
So he never has been a radio show host. He never will be a radio show host.
You son of a bitch.
This is not a show on how to be like somebody.
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
So basically he destroyed his career within 2 weeks. It's like he likes to cross social boundaries.
Bitch.
Jack Clapton.
You are listening.
The Jack Klassen Show. 9:90 a.m. God bless you, Arizona. God bless you, Tabor morning. God, I'm getting sloppy. I'm getting sloppy.
Attack the family. Attack the faith and dreams. Attack the body and the head will fall. A lasting legacy, a ruined rotted hate. The enemy of truth is lying there in state.
God, Dave Mustaine's is so awesome. Hell yeah. Good morning, Montana. God bless you.
Another day, another
crisis keeping the people distracted.
There's no
one played by the rules anymore. How will history portray us? A broken backbone with nothing left to lose. They hate the sight of all the ones that do. A lasting legacy, a ruin brought in haste. The enemy of truth is lying there in state. Agenda birthed from a deep grave mind, a failing of strong purpose to countries and a fight. If Soviets form the masses under cruel gas, hope and change, the new normal, but just more of the same. Person pawn to spew the party lines of the perfect falsehood spoke a thousand times. The perfect words cover the greatest crime.
Gamers, how you guys doing? How's my morning crew and K-Bear doing? Email me, thatclassicshowdeo.com. Get some free gift cards. Hell yeah, brother. If you live in Billings, Montana, do it. I don't care. This is a poorly mixed. I don't give a crap. It's badass. Check it out. It's Jack Klassen Show. God bless you guys. You know, I love my ability to play whatever music I want. It's really awesome. Because I can roll into Megadeth, and then if I really want, I can play some Public Enemy. It's kick ass. It's pretty badass. Yo, this song's going out to George Floyd.
This song's going out to George Floyd.
Going gone. Yeah, it's very... George Floyd, Derek Chauvin. God. On the line. Then you're dead today. This song's going out to George Floyd. God bless you guys. Oh, I gotta beep that. Get down. 911 is joking, yo town. Get down. That's beautiful. I love this song. I don't care. Man, you know how high Flava Flav was, like, super cracked out during this. That's the funny thing. Like, for real. I wonder what... You know what's funny? You know what's really funny is that's, like, the one common denominator. You know, you could be Hunter Biden. You could be Flavor Flav. It wouldn't matter. You're still smoking out of the same pipe. It's that little cheap gas station dollar pipe with the vase in it. Doesn't matter. You're a millionaire. You're a rapper. You're a rapist. You beat your wife. It doesn't matter what kind of crackhead you still smoke out of that goddamn pipe. Like, for real. It's crazy. It's kind of crazy. It's like the equalizer.
Best educated.
Oh,
best equipped,
God bless the black man.
Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather...
Joe Biden and Flavor Flav smoked out of the same pipe. Think about that. Like, for real. And you know that's true. You know that's goddamn true. There's no difference between the pipe that they smoked. I mean... It's the equalizer. God bless those men.
Switch! Then fight!
Gotta fight the power that be! Gotta fight those racist police! Police are kick-ass. That's my statement, dude. Blue lives matter. Thin blue line. I don't care. Suck it, dog. Most of them are pretty based, honestly. Be honest with you. But I guess you still gotta fight, you know. But Public Enemy says, fear of a black planet, brother. That's ridiculous. Hell yeah, that B.
Fight the power.
Hell yeah, dog.
Fight the power.
God bless. Power that B. Think about that. It's a Jack Classic show. I'm in a horrible mood. I'll be right back and we'll talk about it. I'm not doing good. At all. Oh, look at that. I played it before. It's alright. We're working on it. We're doing things midway. It's a Jack Classic show. You know, I really wish that I could control this resource. Thank you. God damn it. We're working on it. It's a Jack Classic show. Fight the power, baby. Oh my god. I don't even know where to start today. I am so out of it. It's unbelievable. I mean... I don't think I can be funny today. I didn't do a goddamn monologue list all week, and I'm just not in the goddamn mood. Now, there's a bunch of factors that contribute to that. Tons of factors. Most of them of... They're mostly things that I can approve of, but god damn it. I've gone insane. I've gone absolutely insane. God, I hate it. And I just did dare, and I'm like super conscious of it too. This is the most wigged out I think I've ever been in maybe, 6 years doing a show? I'll be completely honest with you. I'm wigged out. First of all, my setup's not how I want it. I'm not sounding how I want to sound. Second of all, we're in the process of moving everything into a big studio. And that's going to be a whole goddamn show revamp by itself that I'm stressed about. And second of all, it's just me, baby. And that's not a bad thing. It's the Jack Classic show. The show will go on regardless of if there's a co-host. It's the Jack Classic show, baby. It's my show, goddammit. And it will go on regardless. But I'm a little freaked out because Karen's busy doing school. Which is, you know, kick ass. Red Pill Rappers, God.
He's doing activism stuff, which is hilarious. And the show, it's late night. It was affecting his activism, which is hilarious. Just by itself. I mean, goddamn, that dude. He's going on shows with that big teeth. Chris Sky Guy, which, by the way, tomorrow I should have a hilarious video coming out, which I think might bring some life into the show, which will be good. He's so... Do I go to break? Maybe I'll go to break. I'll go to break. I'm going to go to break, and then I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do tomorrow. And I think you're going to like it. I think it's really funny. And I think everyone is going to like this idea. And Red Pill Rapper might hate me for it, but you know what, brother? I don't care. Suck it, dog. I created the Red Pill Rapper. And if I want to go to your event and I want to cause a commotion, I'm going to do it. And there's nothing you can do about it, pal. I'm going to tell you guys when I get back to the break. By the way, I'm hammered. That was the only way I could do the show today. I was like, I have to drink horrendous. I drank two of these Holstein Festbach 7%. Which is pretty good. Nothing wrong with that. Anyway, guys, I gotta go on break. We'll be right back. K-Bear, God bless you. Montana Mornings, we'll be right back. I gotta tell you what I'm gonna do. And what I'm gonna do tomorrow. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be a good video. I'm trying my best.
You had to fight you, baby, when the first laid eyes on you. Got no choice, I'm gonna twist your tail.
Canadian humor has like a real edge to it that I think a lot of Americans don't.
What are you talking about?
It's the Jack Klassen Show.
Who's calling?
How's it going?
This sounds like a babe on the phone.
No, not at all.
What's your cup size?
I thought you guys had some good live radio to listen to.
We always have good live radio, and that's why I'm asking you your cup size. That's compelling radio.
Sorry, Jack Klassen.
I go to bed feeling the same way. I'm getting tired of driving.
The Red Pill Rapper.
I have a dream, and I'm a loud, proud thought criminal.
What are you doing?
What?
You're doing the Martin Luther King speech?
Oh my,
what the fuck?
And Karen 1776. I'm from Philadelphia.
Hey, Karen.
Motherfucker. Hey. Come at me. I'm gonna air out your crib. No, but literally, I will defeat you. It's real.
Hell's Angels tried to rip my throat out.
Why were they so mad?
He was taking Polaroids of his wives on Harley.
It was a bit of a problem.
It's raw.
Kiss the camera.
Please, kiss the camera. Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
It's uncensored.
How many scales can you fit in your foreskin? None? You don't have one. Hey, red-pilled rapper, what's your foreskin situation like?
Are you asking if I'm a toke or an anteater?
Yeah, are you a toke or an anteater?
It's compelling radio.
What would you rate this poop out of? 1 out of 10.
That's a 9.
9? Red-pill rapper, what would you rate the poop out of?
I hate this bit. I hate this bit.
Yeah, but what would you rate it out of?
On a scale of this bit to your Skittles foreskin bit, I would vote this a 3 out of poops. For sure.
Oh, no way. This guy's healthy as hell.
Jack Klassen Radio Network. Live on thoughtcrimes.ca.
Alrighty, check it out. We're back. 9:90 a.m. K-Bear Mornings, Montana. Email the Jack Klassen Show at AOL.com. You want to get free stuff at your hardware store? You get $100 if you email me. JackKlassenShow@AOL.com. You get a $100 US gift card to any place in Billings, Montana. It's kind of badass, honestly. It's free money. I'm giving you goddamn free money. Please. And if you do it, the chances of them keeping me on during the mornings will be far greater. So I'm doing you a favor. You're doing me a goddamn favor. It's a Jack Klassen Show. Can't forget Arizona. God bless you. Dennis Prager, which is just bizarre to me, even though I'm pretty sure we're the most embarrassing show on that station. 1,000%. 100%, actually. Yeah, I'm going to say 100. Yeah, 100%. We're a blight. I'm a blight on 990 AM's frequency, which is hilarious. Just saying. So Red Pill Rapper, God bless him, doing tons right now. And one of his big things is he's doing shows with a man called Chris Sky. This man, by the way, for the people, the D-Live, not that it matters. We've been throttled on D-Live. They used to promote us on the front page all the time. Not so much anymore. No promotion whatsoever. Career suicide. Even online, it's so funny that AM/FM radio is technically more free than the internet, and it never used to be like that at all. I mean, we live in such an insane world where that's a fact. It's bonkers. I don't know what else to tell you guys. The fact that I feel more comfortable on a goddamn AM station than I do on a D-Live or on a YouTube is just dumb. Shouldn't be the case. The Red Pill Rapper is doing shows with this dude who we've brought up on the show a couple times. He's like a Canadian Red Pill anti-mask guy, but he's like a big deal. Chris Sky, he's the guy that runs with the he goes on Alex Jones, and he ran with the Canadian Republican Party, which we called out as not being a real political party and just a stunt to sell hats and t-shirts. And then immediately the next day, the Republican Party of Canada released like a statement saying like, oh, we're a real party. It's like, no, you're not, dude. You're still not on the list of registered parties, just saying. And that was 2 months ago. So they're listening to us, which is just so funny, which is so ridiculous and insane. So Red Pill Rapper is doing shows with this big tooth jackass. I mean, I'm going to be completely honest with you. And I've said it before. I do not trust this man. There's just something about this man that I look at him. For people, if you go on the YouTube, you'll see the clip. I'm guessing I'll probably upload it. If you're on DLive, you'll see the clip. You know, it's the Jack Glass Show Radio Network, thoughtcrimes.ca. We got a lot of stuff going up on there, I think. I think we're doing pretty good. Look at that man's big chompers. I mean, seriously. I don't know what this man did before he became a anti-mask, no lockdown order icon. I have no idea. However, I can throw out this is speculation, strictly my opinion, based solely on life experience. I mean, this is the funniest thing. So the man has the same height as Joe Rogan. Like 5'2". He's a very tiny man. Very tiny man. But he's also like super stacked. Like he's jacked as hell. However, Chris Skye has these big ass chompers I keep talking about. These massive teeth. Huge. Huge. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. If you're on the DLive, Jack Glass Show Radio Network, YouTube, I'm just going to enlarge his teeth real fast for you guys. Just so you guys, you know, get the full idea that this man is 5'2". But 5'2". He's 5'2". And half of that includes how big his teeth are. I don't know. There's a joke there. I'm working on it. But his teeth are massive. Like they're half his body size. Like just look at those massive, and they're just so goddamn white. And not that there's anything wrong. Like look at that. Look how white, big massive teeth. Now this is from life experience. The only time you would have teeth like that is if they're veneers and if they're fake, obviously. Right? I mean, hold on. I can't get this guy's massive teeth out of my way. Let's see. When I'm small. But he has massive teeth. And the only time... Now, once again, I've said this a couple times now. One of the few times I've seen a man who's 5'2", jacked up, covered in face and neck tattoos, I'm thinking he was a drug dealer. Just saying. I think Red Pill Rapper's doing shows with a drug dealer. Or used to be a drug dealer. Because he is like a millionaire or something. And there's just something about like, if you're 5'2", if you're jacked, if you're wearing wife beater shirts, and if you got those fake teeth, that means... Now, I don't know if these are, once again, my opinion. Don't sue me. This is all my opinion. Conjecture. I don't know. I'm a dummy. I didn't even graduate high school. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just talking squarely on life experience. If you have massive teeth, if you have fake teeth, and you care about your body so much that you act up to the point where it's like kind of crazy... You're smoking some sort of narcotic. I could be crack, could be PCP, could be a ketamine angle. But I'm thinking like crack. or meth, crystal meth. And the reason I say that is if you're taking care of your body so much that you're that jacked, how are you not smoking crystal meth? I mean, you've obviously lost your teeth. I take very little care of my you know, it's a straight brushing. I'm obviously a fat guy. I've lost some weight this year. I gained a bit of it back. It's a whole other story. I've had like a hero's journey this year. It's been crazy. A lot of it is quite personal. I won't get into it. But I mean, I don't give a crap. But yet, you know, I got chompers. My teeth are still like teeth. I don't have to get them all removed. And the only people I know who have teeth, new teeth like that, are people that smoked meth or crack and had it fallen out. And that's just my opinion. Just my opinion. Red Pill Rappers doing shows with, you know, could be a drug dealer. I don't know how he made all his money. Maybe I'm wrong. You know, it's just a speculation, kind of hilarious, but I do think he did. I do think he smoked crack or he has those big veneers. Red Pill Rappers doing shows with that guy. I'm going to his show tomorrow. Ziploc bag. Hell yeah, I got my camera ready. Two cameras. I have a tooth costume. I created a goddamn tooth costume. And frankly, I think the tooth costume is pretty badass. And I'm going to go there and I'm going to ask that man. I'm going to ask that man about his goddamn teeth. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. At all. I think this man, no one's asked him. No one's asked. No one on the right. No one on the right. And no one on the left, by the way. Ben Shapiro. Anna Kasparian. Sank Uger. You haven't asked this man about his teeth. Alex Jones hasn't asked this man about his and the origins of his and his possible drug use, speculation, joke, satire, opinion, not necessarily true. I have no money. You can't sue me. Well, you can. I have nothing. You got big teeth, man. I'm just so curious. I'm going to go there and I'm going to meet this man. And I'm dressing up as a goddamn tooth. And I think that's hilarious. I think that's one of the funniest things I could do. You know, that's my opinion. That's my idea. What do you want from me? I'm trying my best. I mean, what do you guys want? I'm trying my best here. I think the tooth costume is an excellent idea. Anyway, when I get back from the break, brother, I'm going to hit some topical news. Hell yeah. It's the Jack Classic Show. Hey, Bear Mornings. JackClassShow.com. I'm giving away gift cards if you're in Building, Montana, Arizona. God bless Dennis Prager. What can I say? 9:90 a.m.? You keep everything running. I don't know. It's a Jack Classic Show. We'll see ya. We'll be right back. 9:90 a.m. K-Bear Mornings. Nothing you can do. Jack Classic Show. See ya. Bye. God damn it. God damn it. I could have done it. Yeah. Check it out. We're back. Class and show. God bless you guys. God bless K-Bear. God bless Montana. God bless Arizona. God bless Dennis Prager. What can I say? God bless all you cool guys. Man, by the way, I've been really, really trying to quit cigarettes. I will have one cigarette a week. I tried to switch over. I'm doing this nicotine patch, which is working pretty good. But I've started smoking CBD cigarettes, and it's just like nonstop. And the ones I get are really good because they smoke very similar. They're not quite the same. So I end up chain smoking these goddamn CBD cigarettes, which, I mean, have to be better for me. Like, right? They'd have to be. CBD. The First Nations use them. First Nations have been doing CBD for years. For years. But, you know, I mean, it's probably not great. For a pack of CBD cigarettes, I'm paying $16. So I'm paying more than what I did with cigarettes. But I guess I get the benefit of, it's supposed to not clog my lungs, which is badass. I mean, I don't know. I think it might all be BS. But Jesus Christ, I've just been going hard. It's been a wild year for me. full of major ups and downs. Like, for real. My life is more interesting than the George Floyd trial. Just saying. The things I've seen, the things I've gone through, things I've gone through would crack any man. I mean, let's put up an example here. So, I was supposed to be off of radio January 4th. And guess what, baby? Somehow I got kicked off of Arizona January 14th, I believe. And then our great friends at K-Bear stepped up to the plate. They stepped up to the plate and they said, Hey baby, you're doing a show. We're a struggling radio station. And we'll put you on at nights. We'll keep you on at nights. Perfect. Badass. Nights is fun. We get away with a little more. Then Arizona gave me a call and said, hey, we got to fill up some time. What's your quote? And my quote is like, do I really like, how far do I want to peel back this onion? So Dennis Prager, Ben Shapiro, Larry Elder, everyone else on that station, God bless them. But they're making from that one station. I'm probably going to get fired. I'm only good till July anyway. They're making like 100,000. They're probably making off of that one station, Arizona, 990 AM. Patriot, God bless you guys. Those guys are probably making $145,000 a year. Just off that one station. Dennis Prager for sure. Dennis Prager for sure. However, my quote is not $145,000. In fact, I'll be honest with you. We make I make $1,000 a week doing our show on 990 AM, which is cool. Make $9,000 a week. How $1,000 a week. I don't, God forbid I make $9,000 a week. God forbid. I'd be too rich for my blood. I put that money directly into the show. And that covers our costs on other radio stations. I'll just be honest with you. I pay K-Bear. I pay K-Bear to put us. That's where the music. That's how much I pay him. I pay him $1,000. I pay him $1,000 to put my show on for K-Bear Mornings. So you guys better appreciate me. You guys driving to work. Because I'm putting money into this. I don't see nothing. That kind of kills me a little bit. It kind of kills me a little bit. It's a total morale killer. 100% morale killer. It's hard to keep people on because everyone on the show makes nothing. I think our last payout we did, it was like, God. Like, I sent Karen 1776 like 40 Canadian bucks. It might have even been less. It was like 40 Canadian bucks. Red Pill Rapper. I owe him a lot of money. God bless him. And I don't take any of it. I feel like those people that work with me, if I can do anything, even if it is the minuscule, I will do that. 1,000% every time. And it is demoralizing a little bit, to be honest with you, because I'm a radio fanatic, baby. So I'll pay attention to things, and a lot of the times I'm not going after, you know, a coast to coast or a God. Another example. I know we go after the Woody Show a lot, but that's because they replaced us with Alabama. We're not a Woody Show. We're not a coast to coast. Those are my two favorite examples. However, I know smaller market shows do a lot better than us, baby. And that's cool. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm still on two radio stations. One pays me, which is cool. However, I feel bad. I can't keep it together. So I'm really hoping that our next change when we go into our own studio, it's Jack Class Show Radio Network Studios. It's our own thing. I'm flipping the bill for that. Oh, it's a joint venture. We're not that bad. We got things going on in the background. But when we have that, I'm hoping that that's a change around. I'm hoping that's a good turnaround. We'll doing some extra content that I will probably just eventually organically merge the late night show with the morning show. We'll figure it out. It's a difficult thing. But we're struggling right now, which is cool. However, me as a radio guy, I know exactly. It's happened 1,000 times. It's happened 1,000 times when I've made money. People who do the show often use me as a, it's like a, not a stepping stone per se, but my show will be used as a platform to shoot them up further, which is cool. Go right ahead. But I like to, like I said, I like to keep things as together as possible. And if I find a great team, I like to, God forbid, I would love to keep it together. It's hard finding good chemistry, and that's what we have with Red Pill Rapper and Karen 77. So much respect to those guys. I know I ask a lot of the people that do co-host the show. I ask a lot of them for, like, nothing. That will always be appreciated. It's Jack Klassen's show. I'm drunk. That's the only way I could do the show. I'm demoralized. I'm demoralized, and I feel like I deserve more than what I get. I feel like the world is out to get me, and I don't know how much of that is true and how much of that is me just going absolutely insane. I know, like I said, DLive put the kibosh on us. They said, "Whoa, hold back, these guys." YouTube, same story. We're not going to show up in a feed or nothing. Which is a little demoralizing, to be honest with you. And the podcast download numbers have... I'll be honest with you. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. Yeah. They are there. They exist. That's something I see. And for you guys that do listen on the Podomatic, you are the most valuable listeners I have. And I really appreciate you guys taking the time downloading it. And things aren't where I want to be. Things aren't where they should be. I think a lot of that has to do with goddamn COVID. and goddamn China. And I'm going to continue believing that. I mean, I've done... This last 5 months, I believe it's April. Last 5 months, I've called close to 500 radio stations. And we made progress. I've had lots of interviews. Most of them just end up, how do you have your show on the air? Why do they let this happen? Which is badass. Which is cool as hell. And they like hearing me explain it, and they all seem like nice people. But I'm just too much of a wild card. I'm just too much of a wild card, baby. But I don't know. It's become difficult lately to be fully engaged, which is just insane because this has been my adult life's work, and I shouldn't feel the way I do. And the show will never stop, I don't think. I can't imagine I'll ever stop. No, I'll never stop doing this regardless. But it's weeks like this, you really gotta push through. You gotta keep at it, dog. If you're having a rough week, this is how you deal with it. I could have pussied out, and I could have said, "Nah, dude, we'll throw on a best of. I'm not feeling it." But I'm not going to do that. I can't let myself do that. I feel like if I give up, China wins. And I don't want China winning, sucker. I don't want China winning. Like, for real. That's seriously how I feel. I don't want China winning. Anyway, here's Annika Spearian from the Young Turks talking about Greg Gutfeld's disgusting reaction to the Chauvin verdict. Badass. Cool. I can't wait to hear what this dumb bitch has to say. God. Whose voice is more grating? Mine or Annika Spearian's?
The verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial was read today. He's found guilty
on all
three charges, which is a pretty big deal considering all the injustice.
I gave Sank a hand job.
We've been dealing with in this country regarding policing. That includes the guilty charge for second degree unintentional murder, guilty on third degree murder, and also guilty for second degree murder.
Sir, you're stepping on my neck. Stop kneeling on my neck, officer.
Judge Floyd, you're under arrest. Crime, being black.
Manslaughter. So, of course, we're going to get lots of Derek different reactions to these man. Convictions, especially from right-wingers. And Greg Gutfeld, Fox News.
George Floyd definitely didn't take a fentanyl strip, by the way. He definitely didn't, dude, at all.
Post couldn't help himself. He jumped in right away with this statement.
By the way, I gotta give it to that Greg Gutfeld guy. I think it's his late night show that's competing against what, Jimmy Kimmel? Meh. It's all right. It's nice to watch something other than Jimmy Kimmel. I don't think Conan's even on the air anymore. Just saying. Good job, Greg. You made me laugh one time.
Take a look.
And now I'm going to just get really selfish. I'm glad that he was found guilty on all charges.
Yeah.
Even if he might not be guilty of all charges.
Badass.
Oh, my God.
I am glad.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. These Young Turks are insane. Oh, my God. What did he just say? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
that he is guilty of all charges, because I want a verdict that keeps this country from going up in flames.
Hey. I mean, that's a pretty fair take. That's awesome.
Oh my goodness.
I'm a gay black man on the Young Turks. Oh my goodness. How dare he say that? I like the overlay they use is Greg Gutfeld's insane take on Chauvin verdict. Like, okay, it's insane. I don't think that's really an insane take.
No.
What do you mean?
Look, Greg, listen.
What do you mean?
Oh no, that's the black judge going, oh no, okay, let's see. I'm stopping this too early.
No, I'm at least being honest. My neighborhood was looted. Greg, I don't ever want to go through that again.
Hey, badass.
We do not sacrifice individuals for the sake of
I'm saying
of
he's
how
guilty.
People
I'm
feel.
Saying I'm glad about the verdict.
I'm glad about the verdict, even if he wasn't guilty of the things he was convicted of. That's what Greg Gutfeld said there.
Yeah, because he doesn't want his neighborhood to be goddamn looted. I mean, that's fair.
So he's actually not happy with the verdict. He finds the verdict incorrect. Or, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, did he sit on the jury? Did he listen to all the compelling evidence?
Yeah. No, it's a comedy show. Second of all, what?
Did he listen to the police chief for the department?
The police chief? The guy ain't a goddamn fentanyl strip. And I'm pretty sure he wasn't even kneeling on his neck. Didn't it just look like that? Controversial take. That's why I pay for my morning time in Montana. God bless you guys.
Department testifying under oath that what Derek Chauvin did in kneeling on the neck of George Floyd and essentially murdering him was not actually part of the department's policy. It was not part of their training. He was not supposed to do that. I mean, the police.
Husky, and by the way, the Young Turks are on Twitch streaming. And someone wrote in the Twitch stream comments, Husky One Dragon, I could have cried with relief at the George Floyd verdict. Really?
Chief, and we know that in policing, there's this culture of everyone looking out for one another no matter what. And in this case, you have the police chief testifying against.
God, I want to smash a broken bottle over this broad's face.
Against Derek Chauvin. But none of that matters to Greg Gutfeld, Francesca. None of that matters.
Francesca.
Yeah.
No, and it's funny because I think Jeanine Pirro tries to jump in, and initially you're like, you hear the no, oh, like that's terrible. And I'm like, is that Juan Williams? Like who's saying that? Is it like one of the less crazy Fox correspondents? And it's Jeanine Pirro who's basically like, no, we shouldn't sacrifice.
I've never seen two.
And I think she means Derek Chauvin, like just to like prevent our cities from being looted, supposedly. So she's like defending Derek Chauvin and is it just of course she is because she's the worst. But, you know, like Gutfeld is doing what the right is going to continue to do around Chauvin, and they have been, right? Whether it's Shapiro, whether it's Gutfeld, whether it's going to be Tucker Carlson. And I know we're going to talk about him, but. If you kill Black Lives Matter protesters or you kill a black person, you will immediately become a martyr. Doesn't matter if you're a murderer.
Wait, whoa, hold on. What? Whoa, hold on. Hold on. What? What did this woman just say? By the way, both these women probably have the driest cunts imaginable. I gotta beep that.
If you kill Black Lives Matter protesters or you kill a black person, you will immediately become a martyr. Doesn't matter if you're a
You're a martyr if you kill a black person? What? What?
A murderer by law. You're gonna be a martyr. And so honestly, looking at 40 years that Chauvin may get, I don't know. I would say that's going to be more like 12. It might even be more like 8. It might even be more like 4. And you can bet that he's going to come out and be a martyr for the right. And she's will completely lean into it. Maybe he'll run for office. I'm so sorry to paint this picture, but I think people who've been in this struggle for a long time.
A martyr. Anyone who kills a black person is a martyr. The hell? I mean, like, for real.
Let's whack this cocksucker and be done with it.
That's insane.
She's a malignant cunt.
What world do those people live in? That's insane. I mean, what else? What else is there to say? That's thank you, Young Turks. I appreciate it. And I appreciate you, Montana, and I appreciate you, Arizona. God bless you guys. We'll see ya. Thoughtcrimes.ca, Jack Clash Show Radio Network. Keeping this thing going. One day at a time. God. I suck. I think I blew it. Email the show, jackclashshow@aol.com. Tell me, did I blow it? Did I blow the show? I don't know. Who's the morning show in? I don't even know who the morning show is in Billings. I'll have to research that. I mean, for real. Who could they be? It's the Jack Classic Show, 2021. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace and love.
Canadian humor has like a real edge to it that I think a lot of Americans don't.
What are you talking about?
It's the Jack Classic Show.
Who's calling?
How's it going?
This sounds like a babe on the phone.
No, not at all.
What's your cup size?
I thought you guys had some good live radio.
We always have good live radio, and that's why I'm asking you your cup size. That's compelling radio.
Sorry, Jack Classic.
I go to bed feeling the same way. I'm getting tired of driving.
The Red Pill Rapper.
I have a dream, and I'm a loud, proud thought criminal.
What are you doing?
What?
Well, you're doing the Martin Luther King speech?
Oh my,
what the fuck?
And Karen 1776. I'm from Philadelphia.
Hey, Karen.
Motherfucker. Come at me. I'm gonna air out your crib.
No, but literally, I will defeat you.
It's real.
Hell's Angels tried to rip my throat out.
Why were they so mad?
He was taking Polaroids of his wives on Harley.
It was a bit of a problem.
It's raw. Kiss the camera.
Please kiss the camera. Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
It's uncensored.
How many scales can you fit in your foreskin? None? You don't have one. Hey, red-pilled rapper, what's your foreskin situation like?
Are you asking if I'm a toque or an anteater?
Yeah, are you a toque or an anteater?
It's compelling radio.
What would you rate this poop out of? 1 out of 10.
It's a 9.
9? Red-pilled rapper, what would you rate the poop out of?
I hate this bit. I hate this bit.
Yeah, but what would you rate it out of?
On a scale of this bit to your Skittles foreskin bit, I would vote this a 3 out of poops. For sure.
Oh, no way. This guy's healthy as hell.
Jack Classic Radio Network, live on thoughtcrimes.cx.